Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Santa Ana wind fan flames have forced more than 300,000 people from their homes in Southern California. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's teen leader for MiraCosta College near San Diego, Natalia Cohn, says they've canceled everything as students have left the campus. Cohn is praying this is the beginning of revival in San Diego.
People are way more open to God when they have no control over what's going to happen to their own safety and their own haven. And when that's threatened, people start really looking. I feel like in the next week, we're going to see a lot of things happening in churches.
Next, Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringus says they've just launched a new college-level course for inmates called Christian Worldview 1, based on Chuck Colson's fantastic book, How Now Shall We Live? 50 students will be selected to pilot the new courses before they're officially offered to all center students.
It will very much equip future leaders as they are released, and they can become very well-equipped leaders behind bars and in the church behind the walls as well. And we're going to be having a pilot program in our satellite campus in the Newton, Iowa Correctional Facility.
And a boy named Chandra came to Christ last year during India Partners' Christmas for Street Children. For Chandra, the story of Jesus' birth hit close to home. This year, your children can make more kids like Chandra smile with small Christmas gifts while learning about God's love. How? Parents, you can help your kids pick out a few stickers and send them to India Partners with $5 to help with India Partners ministry. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.